This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The chief of the Environmental Protection Agency told Congress in 2010, quote, "The science behind climate change is settled, and human activity is responsible for global warming," close quote. He sounded like he thought he was Moses coming down from the mountain to give us the final word on the future. However, a new book by Steve Gorham called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism says that the very nature of science is that nothing is ever settled, and new evidence must always be subjected to debate and peer review. Climatism is the word for the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying Earth's climate. Climatists continue to claim that warming trends exist and that we humans are responsible for it. Scientific evidence shows that warming trends occur naturally. Climate change is real and continuous. Winter storms, summer heat, drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis are all blamed by these scientists on man's misuse of the planet. Extreme weather events are used to push expensive policies on the public. Freedom and capitalism are not compatible with the doctrine of environmental sustainability, which calls for these elites to direct the activities of mankind to preserve the planet. Government subsidies, tax breaks, and penalties have benefited some companies greatly, so that some in the scientific community have supported climatism. When scientists dispute man-made warming, attempts are made to keep them silent. One member of the American Physical Society said, "The global warming scam is the most successful pseudo-scientific fraud I have seen in my life as a physicist." To get the real side of the story, you can read Steve Gorham's provocative new book called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is global warming an imaginary threat? Is it authentic science or politics? Is it about the future of humanity or about money and power? At eagleforum.org, a blog with Phyllis Schlafly delivers the latest news and opinions. Add your comments to the Climate Change blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It is Wednesday, October 9th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. What a great fall day we're having here. Alrighty. I really appreciate you being with me today on RBN. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. There you will see the names of every single guest that I've ever had on the program since October 23rd, 2010, as well as links to their website. Just visit the website and click on the radio schedule button. Please also visit spingolaspeaks.info, a site that one of our wonderful, very, very talented listeners created. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. We will take calls in the second hour when we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Mary Toko. She was recently crowned America's Outstanding Mom of 2013. Her websites are childhoodshots.com, vaccinedvd.com, and heartforautism.com. She has a radio program here on RBN entitled Healing Our World. It is on Saturdays from 4 to 5 p.m., and that's Eastern Central Time, or Eastern Standard Time, sorry, or daylight time, actually. Welcome, Mary.
So nice to be with you today, Deanna. I'm honored. I'm glad that you invited me on this gorgeous fall day.
Oh, it is so beautiful out. It's just, you just want to get outside and walk around. And of course, the leaves aren't changing yet, but it's still, it's just a gorgeous day.
Well, I'm up in northern Michigan, and the leaves are changing, and it's so beautiful. It's like one of the most gorgeous times of the year up here in northern Michigan.
Oh, indeed. So. I had a friend from California come visit me in the fall, and she was just out taking pictures because in California, we just don't have those colors in the autumn. It just doesn't happen. All righty. You have three different websites. You have a program. You're very, very busy. You have at childhoodshots.com. You have all of these resources, your radio, your consultations. You do give consultations. How does that work?
Well, because I have been working in the arena of vaccine injury and autism for so many years, and also because I have been actively working with my daughter, Dr. Renee Hunter, over the years we started something called Hope for Autism, and it's a training program called Bio-Nutritional Care. And in the past, we've already held five conferences where she set up the whole program for training physicians on how to help children who have autism either improve their health and get better, and in some cases, some kids recover from autism. So I've been very much involved with that over the last 6 years. And then also, I'm a natural health care advocate. I raised my kids outside the medical model. We never did drugs or medication. And so I spent majority of my adult life looking at how to raise children naturally so that they can be raised without all the drugs and medical interventions that so many children are getting today, which I believe lead to more problems. So when a parent hears me lecture or speak, or they hear my radio program and they have a child who's been vaccine injured or maybe has food allergies or attention deficit hyperactivity, often they'll call me and pick my brain. You know, what do you think, you know, if it was your child, what would you do? And basically, I don't give medical advice. I give natural advice. And it's really just saying, well, if your child has food allergies, you know, we need to do some testing, find out what foods they're allergic to, and then avoid those foods and heal the gut. And we go from there. So people can call me, and it's by half an hour or hour. And I will tell you, Deanna, I get calls from all over the world. Last week I did one in Australia, one in Singapore, and one in Croatia, of all places. So people around the world are, you know, using this as an opportunity to kind of pick my brain about how I would heal, you know, help heal their children. So that's basically what I do.
Okay. Now, this Hope for Autism, when you work with doctors, when you or your daughter work with allopathic medical doctors, how do they respond when you say, well, there's another way of doing this outside of the medical model?
I think, first of all, there are a lot of medical doctors now who realize that autism is a medical crisis and it's man-made. They are realizing that these kids are so sick. And for those that are genuinely dedicated to serving humanity, they'll start looking outside the box and asking the hard questions, like what's causing it. And so the doctors that have come to our conference have been naturopaths, homeopaths, some holistic MDs, as well as many, many chiropractors. Because most of what helps children recover or get better, and it really depends on the child, is natural things that we do to support proper gut function, gut healing. Many of these children suffer with leaky gut syndrome. They have yeast problems in their gut. They have been on multiple bouts of antibiotics, so they've destroyed all their good flora. And so we began, the doctors, you know, that come are doctors who are looking at, well, how do we recover the gut? And then from there, how do we improve them nutritionally? What minerals and vitamins are they deficient in? What foods are they allergic to? And what heavy metals are they suffering with? And Deanna, it's beautiful when you see, when you start to see how, number one, how messed up these poor little kids are internally, but you begin to see what's going on, you can then begin to heal the body. And everything that we do pretty much is natural. There's no medication or drugs ever prescribed for these kids. That's something the medical doctors do. That's not something bio-nutritional care or Hope for Autism recommends.
Now, if a regular allopathic doctor followed your recommendations, couldn't they lose his or her license?
No, because basically they might get harassed. There might be people who harass them, but there are many, many medical doctors who are now doing everything more natural. They've completely walked away from the allopathic medical model. They have the skill if they need it. If a child, let's say, for example, if a child has severe gut problems and we find out that they have to be on an antifungal, a prescription-grade antifungal, well, they can then go ahead and do that, which is wonderful. But they're also going to know that in order to deal with systemic yeast or bad bacteria, they're going to have to do other things that can help get to all the other organs in the body. And that's where they start applying the natural antifungals or the anti-parasite, you know, natural things for parasites. And so it's really a blend of traditional, more of an integrative approach to dealing with these issues in children. Sometimes children who are going through what we call recovery, and I'll just say recovery because it really is recovery from many things, they sometimes do need some medical intervention. They might need to be on an antifungal for a week, and therefore they might need a prescription. But it's limited, and it's only to jumpstart what's going to go on the next many months in their body through the natural antifungals.
Okay. Now, you said that your daughter is a doctor. What kind of medicine does she practice?
Well, she is a chiropractor, and she went on and became a Defeat Autism Now doctor, which is focused on again, healing these children naturally. Really, it all started back years ago with a man by the name of Bernard Rimland, and he started the Autism Research Institute. And before Dr. Rimland died, he was responsible for recovering over 1,500 children from autism. And he's just a wonderful, wonderful man, and he left quite a legacy behind. Well, he started a program called Defeat Autism Now, and many of the doctors used to be called DAN physicians, which means that they went and got this extra training on the side, and that's really where it began, Deanna.
All righty. We are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Websites are childhoodshots.com, vaccinedvd.com, and heartforautism.com. Now, at vaccinedvd.com, you have a people can sign up for your mailing list. And if they do that, they get a free report, Vaccines 101. What might they find in that report?
Well, that report, by the way, it's more geared right now towards the flu vaccination. And so it's a really, in fact, I just updated the report, and it's just a really good report because it tells you exactly what's going on in the vaccine injury industry. It talks about some of the main ingredients that are in vaccinations, and it answers, I think, that report. I'm sorry, Deanne, I'm going to have to go there. I have several reports right now running. One of them is the influenza report, but I'm going to actually go on to my website and see what that one is. I think that is a basic educational report. I'm going to pull it up now so I can make sure I reference the right one. So don't mind me. Let's see. Is it Vaccines 101? Is that what you said?
Yes, Vaccines 101. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that right now, that report is going to go over the influenza vaccines, and it's going to talk about the five different flu shots this year that are available, and it's going to tell you that they contain mercury. It's going to go into what is a trace amount of mercury, what does that really mean in the human body. I have a wonderful analogy in that report, and again, that's available also on childhoodshots.com on the front page. If you scroll down, you'll see it's right there as well. And you can get it immediately if you go to that website. But I talk about what is in a vaccine, the trace amount of mercury. They say it's really safe when actually it's not. It's a very high amount of mercury. And so that report is there. I talk about how there's over 200 viruses that can cause influenza and influenza-like illnesses, which produce the same symptoms. And so unless you get a laboratory test, you'll never know what's really going on. And most people who get any of these symptoms, they automatically assume that it's the flu, and it could be just something else. So that report goes into it. I also cover statistically on how when we started doing the pediatric flu vaccinations, death has increased in the pediatric segment of our population. And this is based on Neil Z. Miller's research. And what he does is he actually references the government Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report, and his facts came out of the report that was published on September 16th, 2011. So these are the actual government facts about true deaths from flu. And you will see that back in 1999, for example, there were only 25 deaths in the pediatric segment of the population. They started doing the flu shot in 2003. It went from 25 to 90 deaths. In 2008, they had 116 deaths, and they said 40% of the children got the flu vaccination. So imagine if it was 100% of the kids, it could be twice as many. In 2009, Deanna, these are shocking figures to me because you're seeing the incidence of death in children who get the flu shot go up instead of down.
Indeed.
In 2009, 276 children died after getting the flu vaccine. So we're seeing an increase in influenza deaths in children who get the flu shot.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And it isn't just the mercury. I mean, there's a lot of things that you talk about that that is in those vaccines, whether we're
Absolutely.
Talking about the flu vaccine or whatever vaccine you're talking about. There are live viruses and other grotesque kinds of things that we wouldn't want in our body. And yet we have... Go ahead. Tell us what some of those things are.
Well, we have very, very high levels of aluminum. You see, because of the public pressure to get the mercury out of the vaccinations back in 2003, the manufacturers agreed to do it because, like I said, because of public pressure. And as they decreased the amount of thimerosal that was in the vaccine, which is the form of mercury, they had to increase something else because thimerosal is a preservative, but it's also considered an adjuvant. And adjuvants are put in vaccinations to cause an ongoing reaction in the immune system over the course of many, many days so that the body will respond to the vaccination. And so many of the adjuvants, I believe, are the part of the biggest problem with the whole vaccine being injected, because adjuvants are, according to the statistics, there are many different kinds. In fact, I'm going to just go ahead and reference my lecture here so I quote it properly. Adjuvants, as I said, were put into vaccinations to cause a turbocharging effect. And I have a booklet on my website called Untested Vaccine Additives. And that's available for people to buy, and you can get them in bulk as well. And in that booklet, I have all of the resources that I'm going to reference today. But an adjuvant, according to their own research, it's unstable and it's unpredictable, and it's hard to say how people are going to respond to them because they're usually carcinogenic. And so many of the adjuvants, for example, are the aluminum, the aluminum phosphate. We have, of course, I mentioned the mercury in vaccinations, but there are also other oils put in vaccines. There's an adjuvant called Adjuvant 65, which is a peanut oil derivative, and that's why we have so many children right now who are suffering with peanut allergies.
And oh, is that right?
Oh, so absolutely.
They got that from the vaccine.
Absolutely. Adjuvants, according to Guta et al. In 1993, they said they are highly variable in terms of how they affect the immune system and how serious their adverse effects are due to the resultant hyperactivation of the immune system. So what we're doing is we're injecting things into the body that do not belong in the blood system. And when you do that, you cause the body to respond in a hyperactivation manner, and whatever was in that vaccination, that child will then respond in a very hyper way the next time it's exposed. So let me give you an example of some other adjuvants that are in vaccinations. We make adjuvants out of oil emulsions, also from bacteria endotoxins, cholesterol, fatty acids, paraffinic, and vegetable oils. And when you start injecting these things into the body attacks them. They do not belong in the blood. The way the body is set up, Dana, is the blood is supposed to be the most pure part of the human body. And the body goes through great measures to keep things out of the blood system, because once it hits the blood system, it can then be circulated around the body and affect all the parts of the body. So when we eat a peanut, for example, it goes into our digestive system. We digest it, we break it down, we absorb whatever nutrients or nutrition from it, and then we excrete. The peanut oil that we get when we eat a peanut is beneficial. But when you take that peanut oil and you inject it into the muscle, and it gets picked up in the blood system, the body attacks it. It does not belong in the blood. It is a food product. It is not something that is supposed to be in the blood system. And in the process of attacking it, it builds up antibodies against it. And see, vaccinations, their goal with vaccines is so that you build up antibodies against the viruses and the bacteria. But what they never considered is what's going to happen with all of the adjuvants and the additives in the vaccine as well. And so let's say a baby, an infant, goes in and they get their first set of vaccinations with peanut oil at the age of 2 months. They get a whole bunch of peanut oil. And we'll talk about the rest of the story after the break.
All righty. Be right back after a word from our sponsors.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
What do you need? You need Paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 Paracord, 550 tensile strength, military specifications, made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on Paracord, huge selection, all ready to be shipped. Black Paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Mary Toca. Her websites are childhoodshots.com, vaccinedvd.com, and heartforautism.com. Her radio program on RBN is called Healing Our World. It is on at 4 o'clock from 4 to 5 Eastern Daylight Time at republicbroadcasting.org. Mary, before the break, you were talking about peanut oil and a two-month-old who might get a vaccine containing peanut oil. What will happen to that child? What might happen to that child?
Well, the first time they go in, of course, and get their first set of vaccinations, usually at 2 months, when they're going to be exposed to some peanut oil through those vaccines, the baby will go in, get the vaccine, and, you know, babies traditionally after getting vaccinations will run high fevers and many times be very fussy and they won't be very happy. Sometimes they don't have any reaction because their immune system is brand new, but mother will not, of course, be even concerned. And then she might go in 2 months later and get another set of vaccinations, getting some more peanut oil, along with all of the other adjuvants, which, by the way, they put yeast in vaccinations. They have antibiotics in vaccinations. They have monkey parts, animal parts, you know, all kinds of things, gerbil organs. They even make vaccines now with caterpillar cells, if you can imagine that.
And what about fetal tissue?
Absolutely. There's aborted fetal tissue, cell lines in there. It's called a human diploid tissue. So that child's not only just getting the peanut oil, but they're getting mercury and aluminum and other things, depending upon what manufacturer and what vaccinations they're getting. So let's say about the third or fourth set of vaccines, mother decides to give the baby a little bit of peanut butter, you know, and the baby has some peanut butter, and many things can happen. There's all different ways that the body responds when it's having a severe reaction. It can be that the child breaks out in a full body rash. It can be that their, you know, hands swell up and puff up, or their face, or they swell up all over the body. It can be that they have severe gut disorder where they're screaming and crying and have severe gas. It can be where they have an asthma attack and their lungs are, you know, the weak part of their body for whatever reason, and they have an asthma attack. But mom will take the baby into the doctors because obviously something's wrong, and the doctor will recommend an antihistamine or something to, you know, counteract the reaction. You know, he'll say, give the baby some Benadryl and monitor the baby. And again, the association isn't made until later on. Several months later, the baby gets another little bit of peanut butter or something and has another severe reaction. And by the time that child is two, the doctor is saying your child has a severe peanut allergy and cannot be around the peanuts. So you have to just make sure that they're not around them. And peanut allergies were so rare. When I was growing up, everybody had peanut butter and jelly sandwiches at school. It was part of our diet. And yet, it's such a problem now that schools are banning any kind of peanut product whatsoever. But it goes back. I'm going to explain to you here. I'm just looking through my talk here. The word anaphylactic shock was actually described years and years ago by Dr. Charles Richet. He identified and named the condition, and that's where it's a severe reaction and it causes the brain to inflame. And all the way back in 1901, he said that it would be the result of, inevitable result of vaccinations in
wow.
some children. Yes. Back in 1901, when we were first starting to do vaccinations. In China, by the way, peanut consumption is very high, much higher than here or anywhere in the world, really. And peanut allergies were virtually unknown until 2001. And now, as you know, they're skyrocketing in China as well and in Singapore, children. And they use peanut sauce in many of their foods. But when you inject foreign proteins into the body, we are sensitizing the immune system to respond. So when it is eaten, it reacts in an extreme way, very extremely. So peanut allergy basically in the 1990s was not an issue. And it wasn't until 1998 where we started to notice children having peanut allergies. And the tipping point came when the first massive wave of food allergic children entered the public schools at the ages of 4 and 5 in 2003. Well, guess what? That's when we increased a lot of the vaccines previously, and we also increased the use of adjuvant 65. So that's just one example of how we are causing severe issues in children. We have children now who can't eat any dairy products, and that's because they've been injected with cow pus and other things that came from dairy products. So now their bodies cannot tolerate any dairy. We have people who can't tolerate wheat. That's what the gluten diet is all about. Many people can't handle wheat anymore. Of course, some of it's genetically modified. But we have a whole group of kids in this generation who are growing up allergic to the very foods that you and I could eat when we were young children. And this is causing a severe problem within the autistic community.
Well, also, I mean, some of those foods are really very good for you. Dairy. Of course, it depends on how you look at it. If you can get raw milk, I think raw milk is best. But to deprive these children of things that are good for them and present them with, I mean, to think of a small child suffering from a gut issue and digestive problems. And
right.
This is so cruel. This just tears your heart out.
And it's not just the children anymore. Some of the Gulf War vets who got squalene in their vaccinations, squalene is a derivative of fish oil. And again, it's very, very toxic, was never approved for use in any medical products, and yet many of the Gulf War veterans who have Gulf War syndrome got squalene in their vaccinations, which we know causes autoimmune problems. We also know that with the H1N1 flu supposed pandemic back in 2009-10, that some of the flu vaccinations given to senior citizens contained squalene as well. And they purposely put it in there because they said that their bodies are no longer responding to vaccinations, so we have to increase the adjuvants. So it's not just children who are getting food allergies now, it's adults. And you think about how many middle-aged people go in and get their flu shot every year, or, you know, are told they have to get a flu vaccination, or they can't work in hospitals. These people are being exposed to these adjuvants via blood system, and now they are showing up with all kinds of autoimmune issues and other food allergy-like related issues in the middle age. So it's affecting all of us now, Deanna.
Oh, my goodness. And certainly people will do this to keep their job if they're a nurse or a doctor at a hospital. But wasn't there a group that started to march against this so that they would not have to?
Yes, I actually helped. We started back in 2009 when they were getting these orders. We started the group is called Healthcare Professionals for Vaccine Choice. And they actually have a Facebook page that people can like. And we're encouraging groups in every state, because you have to, on a statewide level, you have to try to get a bill passed in your state that would make it illegal for any place of employment to require you to do a medical procedure that is proactive. In other words, people don't have the flu when they get the flu vaccination. So why should we be treating them like they're sick? And it's really against our constitutional and our First Amendment rights. But unless we set laws that protect us, there currently are no laws saying they can't force you to do it or lose your job. And that's what's happening around the country. Hospitals are telling employees, get the flu shot or get fired. Some hospitals are saying if you don't take the flu vaccine, you have to wear a mask every day during the flu season. And so people are walking around with masks on in hospitals, which the masks can be very irritating, and day after day you get tired of wearing it, especially when it really isn't necessary. So we have a lot of stuff going on politically, and I'm encouraging people that if you're in the healthcare industry or you're working at a dental office, or your medical doctor, perhaps you work at a pediatrician or some other form of medical office, if they're requiring you to wear the mask, get involved locally and see if you can't get a group going. Contact Healthcare Professionals for Vaccine Choice. They will tell you how to get a bill written in your state, how to go to your representatives and talk to them about your First Amendment rights, and see if you can't get a bill written and into your see if you can pass a law making it illegal, because, Deanna, this is going to happen. They're going to start forcing not only the flu vaccine, but any vaccination. This is an open door for them to force all of their vaccines. And right now there's over 200 vaccines in the final stages of approval for all people, not just children.
Oh, my goodness. And, of course, they'll be approved because that's what the FDA does. They work for the corporations, and it's corporations who are producing these vaccines and then imposing the law on us to have them. This is just so corrupt. All righty, we are going to take a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. on-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Deanna, our guest today is Mary Toko. Her websites are childhoodshots.com, vaccinedvd.com, and heartforautism.com. Her radio program is here on RBN every Saturday from 4 to 5. That is Eastern Daylight Time. Alrighty, you were talking about, let me ask you a question. One of our listeners has a grandchild in Wisconsin. And the child is has not had vaccines, but the school is attempting to fine the parents $25 a day for every day that they do not vaccinate their child. Is there some sort of an exemption that people can obtain to prevent this kind of tyranny?
What state was that again?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. If people go to my website, and right under the very first tab, vaccines, laws and forms, they can find information on the different exemptions that are available state by state. And I'm going to go on here. I'm almost positive that they have a religious and medical exemption available. Actually, they have all three My goodness, they have medical, religious, and philosophical exemptions available to them. Their rights are being violated. Their school is pressuring them. And basically what they need to do is they need to go to their local health department. They need to get a copy of the law, and they need to get a waiver form, and they need to go to the school and present the waiver form with the law and inform them that if you continue to harass me, I'm going to sue you. Okay? Because under Wisconsin laws, they have three exemptions available. And each state is a little bit different how you have to go about getting your exemption forms. But these parents are being pushed around. They need to stand firm. They need to, I'll tell you what, I'd be really mad. I'd be angry at this point. Although I encourage people to, you know, don't get outrageous, but let them know I'm upset with this harassment. And, but I think if they walk in with the state law in their hand and go right to the school administrator or the nurse or whoever and say, excuse me, but I have a right as a parent to waive vaccinations for my child. I can waive five, I can waive all of them, whatever my choice is. And they just need to exercise their rights. Deanna, I say all the time, if you do not know your rights, you're no different than a slave. And if a person's getting harassed, whether it be in the workplace or in a school situation or even college, and they really want help with this, I recommend Alan Phillips. He is the vaccine rights attorney. Alan Phillips, you can Google his name. He works with people all over the country. He works with people when it comes to custody rights issue. I mean, there's so many ways that they're trying to harass people. And so Alan Phillips, the vaccine rights attorney, can help parents work through and sift through all of the differences from state to state. But he's the man that I would call if I was in a jam. But the first thing they can do before they engage an attorney is to go to their local health department, walk in, say, I want a copy of the law right now, and I want exemption forms that you're supposed to have for me here. And really just learn how to deal with the people at the school. Deanna, it comes down to money. If their school vaccine rates drop below 95 or 90%, the federal government starts to pull funding.
And that's so this is all generated by the federal government.
Absolutely. And the schools know that it's profitable for them to have children who are vaccinated because they get more money. Also, it's profitable for them to have children on school lunch programs because they get more money. It's profitable for them to have children with ADHD and autism because they get more money. So you see, I'm not blaming it on the teachers. I'm blaming it on the system. The system is set up to make everybody dependent and sick. And so, unfortunately, the vaccines have filtered their way through every part of our society. So we have to be able to know how to defend our rights, no matter whether we're dealing with the church, whether it's military, whether, you know, I just found out from Alan Phillips, because I had him on my radio program, that he is able to even get some people out of military vaccinations.
Wow. They give the military so many vaccines. They line them up, and they just, it's awful.
It is. I have three sons, Deanna, and I told them I do not want any of you serving in our military because, well, number one, I don't really believe they're doing the right things in many ways, but more importantly, I don't want them destroying your body through the vaccination program. You know, it's one thing if you're fighting on your soil and you can choose to fight on your soil, but to be shipped all over the world and get all of these vaccines to me is absolutely insane. So, you know, the military are not only given just dozens and dozens of vaccines, but they're given experimental vaccines as well. And vaccines that are just out there being used on them as guinea pigs. So you can call Alan Phillips, locate him on his website, vaccine rights attorney, and he will be able to guide you through any issues pertaining to your rights being violated in your state.
Great. Now, if people want to find those forms on your website, they just go to childhoodshots.com and click on vaccines. It's the first link under that is laws and forms. So it's
exactly
important that we do fight for our rights. And so many parents just aren't willing to do that. But those who are knowledgeable about vaccines and vaccinations are really attempting to fight for their rights, but boy, they just get really intimidated by the school system, the system itself.
Yes, we really must know how to defend our rights, and I'm so glad that you're having me on because, your audience may have never known that there's a vaccine attorney who can help them, or that they have a right. You know, the first thing we have to do is find out what our state laws provide, what kind of exemptions that are provided. And then, you know, it might be a medical exemption, but it might also be a religious exemption that you can use. So these are all things that parents need to check out, depending upon where they live in the country.
Right. Now, what about how will Obamacare affect the vaccine schedules and the government's objectives?
I believe it's going to just make it much harder and worse. I believe when you understand the greater agenda behind the whole vaccine program, they want every human being on the earth vaccinated with multiple vaccines, much more now, much more than we are given now. There's something called the Adult Vaccination Act, and people can simply Google Adult Vaccination Act or Adult Vaccination Schedule. And when you pull that up, you're going to find that they want you as adults to do all of the vaccines the children are getting and do them over and over every few years. So it's insanity. I kind of feel like if a system is already broken and you get the government involved and they're in charge, it's going to become more broken. You're going to get more of what isn't working. And so I'm very, very concerned about, you know, I'll tell you what, I'm going to pay the $95 fine per year and avoid insurance. I don't want nothing to do with what they're offering as long as I can. And, you know, I'm the kind of person, if I want a medical procedure, I'll go pay for it. And, you know, as I get older, you know, maybe if I got catastrophic medical policy might be beneficial. But for me, I would rather get fined than have to buy one of their darn medical programs that does me absolutely no good. Because, Deanna, I do everything natural.
Exactly.
And that's what I encourage. And, you know, I'm not anti-medical. I believe there's a place for medicine out there, and it's in crisis care. If you get in a car accident, you have broken bones, or you have a massive heart attack, or you're having a stroke, there's wonderful, wonderful things that they can do to help us get through those crises. And I'm grateful to live in America for that reason. But what we're doing to our children in this country and how we're treating every single illness with a drug, and we're causing more problems by those drugs, it's just getting worse. And it really is going to take people evaluating what they do, how they live their life, and changing their lifestyles, and realizing that health is not in a prescription bottle. You cannot make your body healthy by doing a chemical that is going in and altering it on a chemical level. That is not going to make it happen. And when people learn more about the natural things that you can do and take more responsibility for the way that they eat and the way that they live, then they will become more healthy. But until then, we're only going to get more of what we've already got, and that is declining health in every segment of the American population. So.
Exactly. And people aren't putting the dots together. They don't seem to realize that we're all getting sicker and sicker because we're all taking more of these, well, a lot of people are taking all these medicines and these vaccines without even thinking about it, thinking that the government and their doctor couldn't possibly lie to them. Alrighty, we do have to take our top of the hour break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour with our guest today, Mary Tocco.